that part of me, I buried it deep. Until Dawn showed up. I met her that day. My manager told me I'd be training someone new, and I braced myself for another clueless high schooler glued to her phone. Instead, Dawn strode in like she stepped out of a dream, curvy but confident. She wore a tight black skirt with knee-high boots and this silver choker that glinted every time she turned her head. Her eyes were smoky, her smile just a little too knowing, and her laugh was like a dare. "Geraldine, right?" she asked, her voice low and almost sultry. "Or do you go by Jerry?" "Geraldine is fine," I said, fumbling with my clipboard. My fingers felt clumsy. God, she was magnetic. We started the tour. I pointed out the aisles, the break room, the registers. We were restocking shelves together in the cleaning supplies aisle when I noticed her phone screen. She'd left it on the edge of the shelf unlocked. A notification popped up. "New party invite. The Cellar. 9 p.m. Saturday." I didn't mean to snoop, but she caught me looking. "You okay?" she asked, smiling. I cleared my throat. Yeah, just the name of that party. Sounds spooky. Dawn smirked. "Spooky's one word for it."